So joining me today on the Reverse Stick, the Global Hockey Podcast, is Kookaburra's number 22, Mr. Flynn Ogilvie. Flynn, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Flynn, obviously you're a busy boy at the moment and the Kookaburras are back in business. But a year ago, that wasn't the case for you, was it? You've had a lengthy injury layoff. Can you let the listeners know a little bit about the injury and the recovery process that you've gone through?
I tore my hamstring to the bone, my left hamstring, and so that was in May last. I didn't at Malaysia until the end of the tournament. Flew home about a week after I did the injury. Saw the specialist, saw our doctor, and got straight to have surgery, which was, they originally told me 6 to 12 months, and then that got changed to 6 to 9. So that's a bit the original news. It ended up being just if it all went perfect, I would have been back for the World League 4 at the end of last year, but there was no need to rush me back. So we took it pretty slow and tried to get everything right before I came back this year in the Dutch series. So, I was on crutches for 6 weeks after the surgery, and then very minimal gym stuff for the next month or two, and then slowly got back into running. And then, as I said, I was pretty close to full training by the time the boys went to World League 4, but just a bit off. So I would have been right to go at the end of last year, but then we had the month off over Christmas, which gave me a bit more time to get my hamstring right before the start of this year.
Well, I heard your comments after one of the Dutch games that you felt like the hamstring was the strongest part of your body at the time.
A lot of time in the gym's gone into the hamstring. That's been the big focus of my rehab, obviously, but keeping the rest of my body in good nick was also a big focus. I didn't want to come back and feel like I was well behind the other boys. So, a lot of focus on the hamstring, and it seems very strong at the moment. It's just got to get a bit more flexible now.
Yeah, so through that recovery period, though, you were still associated with the squad?
I was going to every training session. I was doing a bit more gym than the other boys, so every now and then I'd be in the gym by myself with our strength and conditioning people, but most of the time I was in with them in the gym. I'd do maybe one or two extra gym sessions, and then I'd just be down the pitch watching and helping out wherever I could while the boys trained.
And that wouldn't be too frustrating at all, I bet.
Nah, it kept me busy. I would have been a bit bored if I was just sitting around training, so I didn't mind going down for the session, and it kept me involved in the squad. But every now and then it got a little bit frustrating watching them and not being able to do anything.
So you've now got the Sultan Aslan Shah coming up again, and fingers crossed we don't get any injuries like last time around. What are your thoughts about the tournament with regard to the Kookaburras and where they're at? You know, this is a big year in hockey.
It should be an interesting tournament. It's got a pretty good set of teams going. There's us, which we're not really sure what to expect of. I think they're sending a bit of a young team.
Yeah.
England, who obviously will play at the Com game, so that's a big one. Argentina, world number 2, that we just played in the final, world number 4. And then there's Ireland and Malaysia. Ireland are all pretty physical and pretty fit and strong, so they're always interesting to play. And then the home team, Malaysia, they always play well in their home country with a big crowd. So it should be a good tournament, should be a good test for us after playing the Dutch, who are one of the best teams in the world, and playing decent against them, but probably not as good as we wanted to. So this tournament will be a good, really good test for us before heading to our first major, which is the Com Games.
Yeah. What are the crowds like in Malaysia?
The crowds, they're actually very good when Malaysia are playing, packed out, packed stadiums. So that's really good. But then, like, the early games, when their fans aren't really too interested in those games, you don't get a huge crowd, but they send out some schools and stuff like that, so it's still pretty good.
Well, I've seen that the Malaysians have got a few new faces in there. Like you said, India have got quite a few new faces in there as well. Australia seem to be sending a very strong side out. There's a couple of the younger boys that are in there, but you think you're a shout of taking the title there?
Hopefully. Well, last year we did pretty well as well. We lost to England in the final, which was a bit disappointing. We were very close there, and yeah, was presenting a very strong team for this one, I think. If the countdown's coming up, also everyone going, and it's not one to play well, and so we're a pretty good chance, but as I said, that England, Argentina, they could easily take the title as well, so we're going to have to be at our best, I think.
Yeah, well, we're certainly looking forward to it here on the reverse stick. Now, this week you've popped up on the Hockey Australia social media feeds, particularly on Facebook, in a bit of a new role, in a presenting role. What's that all about?
Yeah, just a bit of fun. Our media, social media guy is trying to just get a bit of content out before the Com Games, build up a bit of excitement, considering it's a home Com Games, and hopefully hockey gets some big crowds. So just trying to build the media, get our faces out there and just get people excited to come and watch if they're up in Gold Coast or watch on TV and try to get some crowds and some support behind us into a home Com Games.
Do you think that this is sort of the changing face of the world, that there's going to be a lot more put on top players to get involved with the social media side of things? I mean, what's the ask from Hockey Australia with this sort of stuff?
That doesn't make it expensive, but I think that encouraging us to get out there more, I think it's a really good thing. If we want to become bigger as a sport and promote the game more, we, as the top players in the game, have to get our faces out there more and try to do more for the sport, and hopefully that grows the sport and makes it bigger with all the things FIH and Hockey Australia are trying to put in place with the Pro League, and maybe trying to change the AHL. So I think we need to, as players, we need to get on board and just try to promote the game as much as we can. So yeah, I'm really excited about it, and I'm happy to help out with any promotional stuff that Hockey Australia or anyone else are doing around the sport, because we need to promote the game more, and hopefully it grows from that.
So you're looking for a name for your new segment that you're doing through Hockey Australia's Facebook channel?
Unfortunately, we get a lot of responses after the show, but the sound quality was pretty poor, and after the second one, we had a lot more views, a lot more responses, and people are getting involved, which is good. And yeah, we're just, as I said, just doing it as a bit of fun, try to give the fans and the listeners a bit of information on what we do, and just have a laugh. So we've had a couple of decent ideas, and yeah, hopefully they keep coming through.
Well, it seems very entertaining stuff anyway, and people can just go on to the Hockey Australia Facebook page there and check that out. Flynn, thank you so much for joining us today. Good luck with the upcoming Sultan Aslan Shah Cup in Ipoh, and we'll speak again in the future.
No worries.
Cheers, Flynn.